You're listening to the Vari McKechnie podcast, and this is the 100 Day Journey series. Over the course of 100 days, I'm committing to showing up daily with an idea, a simple practice, a snippet of wisdom, all with the intention of helping us all develop our own personal practice in the art of living well. It's about taking time to pause, to prepare for and reflect on our days as we navigate what our next right step is. So thank you for joining me on this journey. Let's take today's step. In the business world, there is a lot of talk about finding your niche. Be the one specific answer to a very specific problem. For some, this is clarifying and generates focus, and for others, it is stifling and generates resentment. I believe the same is true in life, not just in business. Much of what we need to learn in order to navigate life successfully and safely is acquired by the time we are 23. So it makes logical sense that we would stop striving for more information when we hit that age. We find our niche, our sweet and comfy spot, and then we simply do life. We climb the ladder, we accumulate the things. Perhaps we buy and sell a few homes, maybe we grow our family. But what about us? What part do we play in this life? What about our creativity, our contribution, our passions, our sense of self? Unless we make the intentional choice to grow and to mature our hearts past 23, we simply create more of the same. We sit in the well-worn grooves of the niche we've carved out for ourselves. By 23, we know how to survive. But do we know how to thrive? I don't think we do. We are creatures of habit. We like familiarity and the known. But is that a life fully experienced, or simply a life that's passively witnessed? What if we allowed ourselves to explore, to navigate new ways of showing up in the world? What if we tapped into inspiration and then followed those sparks? What if we invited more wonder, more learning? What if, rather than the more continuing of the known, we opted for more beginning of what's new? That's all for today. If you would like to follow along on the 100 day journey via email, you can join over at varimckechnie.com/journey. Thank you as always for traveling alongside me. Do the small things, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Sending love.